311.
Very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the 311 radio show right here on VOB 92.9 FM. Trust you've been having a really good Sunday, a beautiful Sunday. Thank you so much for making it VOB. And thank you for being with us for the 311 radio show, as many of you are every Sunday at this time. I am Krista J. Paul. And of course, 311 means that we chat with the Barbados Fire Service. And today we have a senior fire and life safety officer, Natasha Ford. Hello. Officer Ford, how are you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm fantastic. Thanks. And how are you doing?
I am well. I'm well. God is good.
All the time.
Amen, sister. You know, I cannot believe it's already the end of May and we're heading into the middle of the year. This is amazing.
Very much so. And people will say, you know, the year has gone along just like that. Yeah. It has been quick. I mean, what, we were just celebrating New Year's?
Yes. In fact, remember 2020, everybody could not wait for 2021. Remember that?
It is true. I was just about to tell you that. No, this is just a repeat of 2020. And it's in the New Year.
Everybody couldn't wait. But you know what? God has still been great. We still have life. We still have breath. Many of us are still here. Most of us are still here. We didn't have a drastic increase in deaths as it relates to COVID-19. We've been seeing reduction in numbers for the virus.
And
our prayers are with our brothers and sisters in Trinidad, where they're really, you know, have the numbers. Yeah, so.
Because when you hear the numbers over there, I mean, we have so much to be grateful for here, to be quite honest. And I think as long as we continue to exercise and live up to the protocols that have been established to protect both you and I, that we can do so much. It's just recognizing we're not out of it, not to drop our guards, but to continue to exercise that vigilance. Yes, some of us would like things to open up a lot quicker. We would like to see certain things being back in play. But we know this is a fluid situation that we are working with. And we just have to be sensible in the way that we do things. We recognize, you know, you can't just do things haphazard, because then it is going to put us in a situation where we don't want to be and where we cannot afford to be at this point in time. And I'm going to say that because at the end of the day, come on, I mean, we need some new trucks. So we need money in the economy. We need money in the economy. Oh, and for us to go through another shutdown, I mean, that is millions of dollars that we are going to be losing. For those persons who know those trucks, who see those trucks, one of those trucks costs in excess of $1 million.
Wow.
So in order for us to continue to protect you, you know, we need you to do your bit. We need you to do your part. If you want to see your investment, because at the end of the day, these are your investments. Yes, the transport board buses, your investment. Ambulance, your investment.
True.
Fire service, appliances, your investment. And if you want to see these investments, we need to see some turnaround in the economy. We're asking persons, yes, we have the small business people out there who are doing their part, but everybody at this point in time, all of us need to do our part.
Yes, that's right. Every single one of us. And we still need to mask up. Even those who have been vaccinated still need to mask up, you know, on yes, so it is for now. You know, even though in the US, the CDC gave the go-ahead for those who have been vaccinated to be able to wear the masks off, you know, at certain points, we still need to have it done here. So everybody still needs to be masked up, still need to exercise their distance, and still need to sanitize, still need to do the temperature checks, still need to keep things in place, because we are not in the all clear. And we just really need to encourage people to do this.
In some cases, we've seen some people double masking, and we know those are the persons, they have understood the message and they're doing everything to protect themselves. But it's not only about protecting you. Again, a lot of us have a lot of elderly relatives out there. We have a lot of elderly persons within our neighborhood. And at the end of the day, we want to do everything possible to protect those people.
Yeah.
Now, like Jason and Sobers, they will probably go on 3 masks, because the original mask that you wear every day plus the two masks that we have not been mandated to wear. Okay.
That's why I call it triple protection. Wow.
Okay. But they have triple protection.
Wow.
Isn't it for Halloween that they're walking around with a mask? Right. So I don't get it.
Oh my. Well, whether we wear one, two, or three masks, you know, two is better, yes. But, you know, I just want to encourage people to do this. And I know there's something that you want to encourage people to do as well. Yes, wear the masks, but keep them on. And if you do take them off.
I mean, we've been talking about the masks. Exactly. That leads directly now to the next point, which is, the thing is, this is going to be much more of a problem at this point in time. As you know, we're going into the hurricane season. It is the official start of the hurricane season. So therefore, persons who wear their masks, sometimes, yes, we know things happen. Masks may pop, it drops, and
breeze blows.
Do you just walk along and leave it there? No, because at the end of the day, we need to recognize these things are still going to cause blockage to the drains. And if we have drains that are blocked, it means that water is not going anywhere. And the problem is being compounded by the fact that we also have the volcanic ash, which is still very much present within our atmosphere, within our environment. So I'm asking, I'm begging persons, please be cognizant. I mean, I don't know how many ways you can ask. I don't know how many different ways you can say, but whenever you just take something and you throw it out of your hands into the environment, onto the ground, it speaks to you as a person, what type of person you are. And don't tell me you just do it because it's not at you. The thing is, me seeing somebody do something like that, I would think twice about begging them for a glass of water. And I'm serious about that.
Yes.
It speaks about you as a person, your level of cleanliness, your thoughts about the environment, your thoughts about being clean on the whole. And apart from that, as I said, because we know we are going into the hurricane season. Hurricane season doesn't only mean storm, tropical wave. It doesn't only mean hurricane. It means sometimes excessive rainfall. Yeah? And when the rain begins to fall, now imagine this right now as it stands. We have the volcanic ash, as I said earlier. We know that this ash is not like regular powder. In terms of, you can just take the water and you can wash it away. You just take the broom and you sweep it away. When this ash becomes wet, what happens with it? It becomes heavy. It clogs together. And exactly, we've seen it. We've heard the messages out there. Now you have all of that ash within the drain system, which stops the water from running off as it's supposed to. Now you have the mass, which is supposed to be protecting you. So if it was supposed to protect you and stop certain debris and whatever else from getting into your face or passing through your system, when you put it inside the drain, what is going to happen? It pretty much acts in the same way.
That's right.
Exactly. It's going to stop the water from going where it's supposed to go. So it's going to act like a blockage. Water is not going to run off where it's supposed to run off. Therefore, we have blockage of the drainage system, which means we're going to have a swimming pool. Swimming pools and lakes and oceans where they're not supposed to be.
Right.
I don't know how much plainer I can put it than that.
Right.
Now, when the water starts to go back into your residence, or when it starts to go back into your home, affecting your community, then you're going to call, but people ain't coming clean the drains. And then the fight is on every single one of us.
That's right.
I've seen, yes, I'll be wearing a mask or something. You just take it off and it blow your hand. Take up the mask. It belongs to you. You're the one who know. At the end of the day, you know where the germs was on your face. We have water and soap, don't kill. Use hand sanitizer.
Yes.
I mean,
I'm thinking about the mask. Yes, the masks plus the ash that could cause a blockage. But you already have people who dump indiscriminately anyway, so that's triple whammy right there. And we need to really just bear these things in mind. Listen, I've said it before, in my mind, when I see people dump things, I say, I wonder if, you know, we could just take up all the things that they dump and just dump it on the bed. How would you feel about that? Just everything just dump right back.
Somebody call me, I will enter try. The next time you see somebody call me, I'm willing to experiment. I'm like, seriously. This now, one funny thing is that last weekend, I went on a hike. And while walking through the beautiful countryside, I mean, it's like you're admiring, because this is like a viewpoint you've never seen before.
Right.
You know, you just pass certain areas. All right, this was bad. You just pass certain areas and you take things for granted. But then you actually have to walk. And you have that fresh breeze blowing in your face. You're not smelling the carbon monoxide. You're just smelling fresh air.
Yes.
And then to go and butt up on an illegal dump site. I ain't God tell you how this thing had me. I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
And people, it blows the mind to see how people go out of their way to find these areas. We have places in Barbados that takes from the coconut shell right back down to metal. And that's another story. We can get there. But my thing is, when you do things like this, apart from we're talking to hurricane at this point in time, hurricane season, you have mosquitoes. So you're encouraging the breeding of the mosquitoes. You're encouraging the breeding of the other rodents. And then you want to know why the rats as big as cats.
That's
because you breed them. So my thing is, if you can breed them, you should keep them.
Right.
Let them be your pets. Don't let them come at other people to confuse other people's lives or what have the cases.
My goodness.
And that is exactly what you're doing. You're taking your garbage from one place, you're taking it to another area, and it's causing confusion, it's causing problems for other persons who did not in any way ask for this situation to occur.
Right.
But you see, we have gotten so far away from being our brother's keepers. We don't care about each other anymore. It's all about selfish nature. But then when something happens, we expect everyone to be running to our defense, to be running to our aid. We expect everybody then to be the Red Cross or the Salvation Army.
Or the fire service.
I ain't even going there. And it's not fair. Definitely not fair.
Yes.
So, again, I'm appealing to those persons. If you know you're guilty of it, these are some avenues that I'm now going to outline that you can try. We have some establishments that we know take recyclables. We have, what are these areas? Krista, just help me with the name. Right now, my brain.
You're talking about like bees recycling?
Bees recycling. Those. I got some timers. Forgive me. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't.
Sorry.
Right. So apart from bees recyclings, we also have, was it?
I know what you're talking about. I'm right there with you.
Those places are there, somebody laughs. So not too far from the laugh.
Right.
We have scrap mat, we have bees, we have SCBR or SBCR.
Yes, that's the one. Right.
I know, forgive me. It is a senior moment at this point in time. As I say, sometimes I remember, sometimes I don't. Too much on my plate. But you get the idea.
Yes.
And they do recycling from, I've seen the coconut husk, where they turn this now and they make a coconut fiber that you can take and you can apply to plants. It's a good fertilizer. And what it actually does is when you put it to your plants, it stops the amount of moisture that would normally evaporate from you losing all that moisture from the soil.
Right.
Now, I guess I got to get the people from agriculture to come in to help send this thing the other way. Then they have the jargon and everything else. But yeah, that is one of the things that they do. You also have persons with the tires, the old derelict vehicles.
Yes.
We have, again, the same scrap man in those places. They compact that metal and they ship it overseas.
Yeah.
We have the tires. Now, one of the things about the tires, I don't know how many of you have seen them, but do you know you could create a beautiful tire garden?
They're lovely.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. There is this guy, when I got the tires, he actually came and he cut this design into the tires. Now, of course, yes, I didn't just get the old-fashioned, boring-looking tire. It had to have some sort of a design.
Clearly.
And he came and he did that. I'm still waiting on my son for the paint to paint these tires, whatever color. Yes, I'm putting it out there. He has not given me the painters yet.
Okay.
So I can paint these tires. And you see, this is what we're talking about when we're talking about recycling. Recycling doesn't always mean that you have to take it and you have to send it to someplace. It means that you can take this very same material and you can find another use for it.
That's right.
So if the tires are no longer good for the trucks, they're no longer good for your cars, you can take them and you can make a beautiful garden. I visited my aunt sometime last week and I realized she had a, when I tell you, a lady in the night growing out of one of these tires. And I'm really? Sitting back and I'm looking at this thing in all of
it. Wow.
Exactly.
That's amazing. That's good.
I'm like, that's you good. And would you have imagined a tree like that growing from a tire?
No,